Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch two satellites tonight from Sriharikota to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit, which will make India the fourth country in the world to achieve the feat. ISRO's Warhorse rocket Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle will place the two satellites, SDX-01 and SDX-02, in a 476-kilometer circular orbit and attempt the Space Docking Experiment, SPADEX, in the first week of January. The SPADEX mission is expected to be a stepping stone for India's future endeavors in space exploration, which include getting rocks and soil from the moon on Earth, the proposed Bharatiya Antariksha Station, and landing an astronaut on the lunar surface. Only the US, Russia, and China have mastered space docking technology. The secondary objective of the mission includes demonstration of the transfer of electric power between the docked spacecraft, which is essential for future applications such as in-space robotics, composite spacecraft control, and payload operations after undocking. The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "No discrimination is done and such unity in diversity is not witnessed anywhere else in the world." He stated that Kumbh is also the Mahakumbh of unity. Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity while participating in the Mahakumbh. He also called upon them to pledge to annihilate the feelings of division and hatred in the society.
Mahakumbh ki visheshta keval iski vishalta mein hi nahi hai. Kumbh ki visheshta iski vividhata mein bhi hai. Is ayojan mein करोड़ो लोग एक साथ एकत्रित होते हैं लाखों संत हजारों परंपराएं सैकड़ों संप्रदाय हर कोई इस आयोजन का हिस्सा बनता है कहीं कोई भेदभाव नहीं दिखता है अनेकता में एकता का ऐसा दृश्य विश्व में कहीं और देखने को नहीं मिलेगा इसलिए हमारा कुंभ एकता का महाकुंभ भी होता है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared that, for the first time, the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves Summit, is going to be organized in India next year. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, he said that, during the Waves Summit, giants from the media and entertainment industry and people from the creative world will come to India. He said, this summit is an important step towards making India a hub of global content creation.
Sathiyo. मैं आपको एक और खुशखबरी देना चाहता हूँ भारत की क्रिएटिव टैलेंट को दुनिया के सामने रखने का एक बहुत बड़ा अवसर आ रहा है अगले साल हमारे देश में पहली बार वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंटरटेनमेंट समिट यानी वेव्स समिट का आयोजन होने वाला है आप सभी ने दावोस के बारे में सुना होगा जहाँ दुनिया के अर्थ जगत के महारथी जुटते हैं उसी तरह वेव्स समिट में दुनिया भर के मीडिया और एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री के दिग्गज क्रिएटिव वर्ल्ड के लोग भारत आएंगे यह समिट भारत को ग्लोबल कंटेंट क्रिएशन का हब बनाने की दिशा में एक महत्वपूर्ण कदम है
He expressed pride that young creators of the country are joining with full enthusiasm in the preparations for this summit. Mr. Modi stated that as India is moving towards a $5 trillion economy, the creator economy is bringing in new energy. He urged the entire entertainment and creative industry of India to be part of the Waves Summit. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday called upon the armed forces to continue keeping a vigilant eye on the current geopolitical scenario and always remain alert and ready to deal with any kind of threats. Interacting with all ranks of the three institutes at Army War College during Barakana in Moho, Madhya Pradesh, he lauded the valuable contribution of the training institutions of the Indian Army in making the personnel proficient in military strategies and skills of warfare. Mr. Singh was on a visit to the three premier training institutes. He was accompanied by Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi and other senior officers of the Indian Army. In South Korea plant crash, death toll has gone up to 179 out of 181 people on board on Jeju Air flight. The deaths included all 175 passengers and four crew members. Two crew members were rescued. South Korea's acting president Choi Sung-mok has declared a period of national mourning till 4th January over the plane crash. The disaster struck when the Boeing 737-800 flight was arriving at Muang International Airport yesterday morning. And the International Cricket Council has announced the nominees for the ICC Awards 2024. Indian pacer Arshdeep Singh has been named among the nominees for the T20I Cricketer of the Year Award, joining Zimbabwe's Sikandar Raza, Pakistan's Babar Azam and Australia's Travis Head. Arshdeep starred at the T20 World Cup triumph for India and took 36 wickets in T20 internationals this year. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.